Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I'm your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. I recently lost 48 and a half pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. Each week on the show, I will share my personal successes and failures and provide support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not it's Weight Watchers. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go! Happy Monday evening, everybody. Oh, I hope your week and your day so far is going better than mine. I was homesick from work today because I have developed a pretty terrible cold. I woke up this morning with one of those things where my throat was really sore on one side, and my right ear was really sore, and I knew that something was coming. So I've been feeling pretty lousy all day today, and I think today's episode is going to be a little bit on the short side because I'm just not feeling so good. Well, I'm having a hard time deciding if I had a good week last week because mostly because I'm feeling so lousy right now. So let me think about it a little bit. I mostly managed to stay on track with my food plan, but I did not do so well with getting in my exercise. I had a really busy week at work, and all of the work seemed to get in the way of all of my life. We've just got a real busy season ramping up at my job, and I just been kind of consumed and then kind of tired when I got home. I did go to my one fitness class last Monday night, which was really good, but I didn't get to my Wednesday class because of work responsibilities, and I only ran like twice last week, so I didn't meet all of my goals, but I don't know, did okay, I guess. And I did go to my meeting, my Weight Watchers meeting yesterday morning. So that was the bright spot in the last 7 days. It was a pretty great meeting. We talked about weight loss plateaus and how to break them. And I did talk about that on this show a little bit last week when listener Corey Lynn wrote in and mentioned that she was going through a weight loss plateau now and needed some advice about how to break it. Well, in the meeting this morning, we talked about complacency and how to avoid it. And complacency being one of the things that could trigger a plateau. And we really just talked about how getting back to the basics of the plan could really help you break a plateau. And getting back to basics means weighing and measuring and tracking. And I harp on those things every single week here on the show, as my faithful listeners will know. But it was really nice to hear them coming out of somebody else's mouth for a change. It gave them a little more weight and a little more gravity. One of the meeting members brought up an experience that she's been having with plateaus, in that she loses a little bit of weight and then stops losing for a little while and then starts to lose weight again. What she was describing was something called set point theory, which says that our bodies have a set weight that they try to stay at, even though we are working very hard to get them to a lower weight. So sometimes you get to a certain point and you're kind of stuck there for a while, even though you're trying very hard and staying on plan and staying on track, and you're just working, trying hard to lose weight, but your body is just kind of stuck because it wants to stay at that weight. But after a while, your body will decide to let go and let you lose that weight. But sometimes you are stuck at that set point for a little bit of time. Now, I call that the pizza dough problem, because I like to bake a lot. I tend to think in terms of, you know, food. So think about it, the pizza dough problem. Think about if you're working with some freshly made pizza dough. Now I'm getting hungry, but think about that pizza dough. You try to stretch it out, but it really, really works against you, and it keeps bouncing back to its original shape, and it just seems like it wants to stay there and won't budge. But what you have to do is you have to let it rest for a little while, because basically you have to let those gluten fibers relax a little so that they'll be able to stretch out when you do get back to working the dough. And I kind of think your body does the same thing. You're working, But your body just keeps snapping back to where it wants to be right now, not where you want it to be. So you may just have to relax and let yourself stay there for a little while, and you be patient. And eventually, once you get back to your plan or keep working your plan, your body will relax and it'll become more pliable, and you'll start to see the weight come off. So think of yourself as a little ball of pizza dough. If you stretch yourself too hard, your body's going to want to snap back. So take it slow. Relax a little, and eventually your body will relax and let that weight come off. Hopefully that's a little tip that will help you not be so panicked when you do hit a plateau, because in all likelihood, you're going to hit a weight loss plateau. We all do. It happens to everyone. But just knowing that if you stick to it, you will eventually see the results that you want to see, and hopefully that'll, you know, keep you moving forward. And last week, I also offered up some advice about breaking plateaus that I've decided to actually do myself this week. Well, this week, I have actually embarked upon the Wendy plan, like I mentioned last week, otherwise known as point cycling or calorie cycling, to see if I can shake up my metabolism and get things going in the right direction for me again. So basically, what it does is it kind of varies how many points you have per day while staying in your weekly points allocation. So you have a day where you eat a high amount of points, you have a day where you eat a low amount of points, and just you use up all your weekly points, but you distribute them throughout the week, so you have high point days and low point days. So yesterday, Sunday, was my high point day because that's my weigh-in day, and so I used 34 points for the day, dipping into my weeklies by 11 points. I know it sounds like a lot of weekly points to use, but today, on the other hand, I only had a 23 point day, so I didn't dip into my weeklies at all. So what the plan is going to do is give me high point days followed by low point days, followed by high point days, followed by low point days, which should keep my body guessing and keep my metabolism burning at a high level. I don't know if that's actually backed by science, but I know that I've tried this plan before and it has actually worked for me, so I thought I'd try it again. So yesterday I spent several hours working out my weekly menu, figuring out what I would eat on all the days this week that would match the points allocated by the Wendy plan. And today I was really quite grateful that I had done that, because I have been feeling so miserable today. But the last thing I wanted to do was mess around in my tracker and try to figure out what I was going to eat. Having everything already planned for me was wonderful, and I can spend my energy today trying to get better and watching The Librarians on Hulu. It's a great show. I started watching it today. I'd never seen it before, and it's really kind of fun. It is not masterpiece television, but it's actually really fun. It kind of reminds me of those Nicolas Cage National Treasure movies. They're kind of, you know, they're not cinematic masterpieces, but it, you know, passes the time and they're pretty fun. So I recommend it, The Librarians on Hulu. Well, I'm hopeful that this week is going to be a better week, as long as I start feeling better tomorrow. I have a lot of stuff to do and I can't let a stupid cold bring me down. So on to this week's topic. Oh, I'm sorry for the sniffing. On to this week's topic. Let's stop talking about the scale for a few minutes, and let's start talking about other ways that we can measure success while doing this Weight Watchers or whatever weight loss program you're doing journey. Sometimes it is so easy to just get stuck on the number on the scale, and often when you don't see the number that you want to see, you get frustrated and you kind of want to throw the whole thing in the garbage. But it is the truth that the scale is not the only measure of our success on this program. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that and see if we could talk about things called the non-scale victories that also show us that we are on the path to success even if the scale doesn't give us a number that we're looking for. For me, I have been able to take note of many things that have been victories for me that had nothing to do with the scale. For instance, my cholesterol and all my other blood work numbers have come down into the normal healthy range. My cholesterol was really pushing it for a while. I was over 200 for a long time. But after doing Weight Watchers, losing almost 50 pounds, and becoming vegetarian, my cholesterol dropped nearly 30 points, and I am in a good, healthy range now. And also, my LDL and HDL numbers are in the right places as well. I can't really remember which is which, but I know that whichever one is supposed to be low is low, and whichever one is supposed to be high is high. So I am doing well in that regard. I know I could Google HDL and LDL and be able to tell you which one is which, but I don't feel good right now, so I'm going to skip that. I'm also really sorry about the whining. Well, sorry, not sorry. Onward. So instead of focusing on the scale, which sometimes lies to us and tells us things that we don't want to hear, try to focus on the little everyday things that keep you going in between those trips to the scale. One fun thing is to keep track of your body measurements and watch as the numbers get smaller and smaller. Hey, if you haven't started doing this, start right now. Take measurements of your waist, your thighs, your hips, your biceps, your calves. There is even a spot for these measurements to write them down inside your Weight Watchers success story booklets. Towards the back, there's a place where you can write in your measurements now and then write them again in every 4 weeks when you measure them and see how you're doing. It has been real fun for me to watch my waistline get smaller and watch my biceps get smaller and watch my hips get smaller. Although I have to say one thing I'm really ticked off about is that since I've been running and taking these two fitness classes, both of which involve a lot of squats, my thighs seem to be getting a little bit bigger. Probably should lay off the squats for a while. But on the other hand, my legs are super, super strong. They're kind of like stone columns now. They're just not very thin. Oh well, I guess that's a price that I have to pay in order to have a strong body. I guess I will take it. So if every 4 weeks or so, you take your measurements again and you see those numbers shrinking, it will be such great motivation for you to stay on the program and stick with the plan and work hard to continue to reach your goals, because you'll be able to see that it's working and those inches are coming off. So that's pretty cool. Another thing that may be a victory for you is observing how your fitness level is improving. I remember years ago, I was so excited when I was able to run for 2 consecutive minutes on the treadmill. 2 consecutive minutes seemed like the biggest victory for me, and I was super proud of myself for being able to do it. So I kept doing it so I could continue to improve. And then since I started running a couple years ago, I've been able to watch myself get better and better and watch my endurance get better every time I run. I may not be the fastest person on the course, but I know that I'm only competing with myself, so every time I do a little bit better, it's a win. So I'm really looking forward to the Cleveland Marathon, which is actually in, oh my gosh, I think it's 4 weeks now. Oh my God, we're on the countdown. And I know I'm not going to win either one of those races, the 5K or the 10K, but I am really going to try hard to set a personal record for myself, pace-wise, on the 5K and the 10K. Again, it'll be a win for myself. I'm not going to win anybody else, or win in front of anybody else, but I'm going to win for myself, so that's pretty good. Hey, are your pants fitting a little bit better? Your shirts fitting a little bit better? Those are definite non-scale victories. Were you able to say no to the basket of bread at the restaurant last Saturday night? That is a non-scale victory, and you should be proud of that. Were you able to go for a long walk instead of eating every cracker in your pantry? That is a non-scale victory, my friends, and that is one that I personally would be super proud of. I don't know about the crackers in your pantry, but the crackers in my pantry are constantly screaming at me. So being able to say no to them would be a huge victory for me. Did you track every single thing that you ate today? Did you track it honestly? Yes, that is a non-scale victory. Are you starting to have a better attitude about your life and about your weight loss journey? That is probably one of the biggest non-scale victories ever. That is what it's all about. It is all about changing your mindset to change your life. Over on the Facebook group, I asked members to share their non-scale victories. And Angie wrote in with the following. I'm still fairly new to the process. I started the end of January, but it took me a while to QFA. I'm down 17 pounds, but already I have moved my belt notch 3 times and can wear pants again that haven't fit in over a year. So those are my NSVs for now, non-scale victories. Looking forward to many more and rewarding myself with many new cute clothes. Congratulations, Angie. That is fantastic. Well, let me step back a second and explain what a QFA is in case we have any new listeners. Last week's episode, I mentioned that I have a little notebook that I use as a journal for my weight loss journey and also as a journal for the podcast. Well, when I originally started using it as a journal for weight loss, I wrote 3 giant letters on the front of it, QFA, which means quit effing around. It was my little message to myself that I need to stop screwing around if I actually wanted to achieve anything this time. So I'm glad, Angie, that you were able to QFA and that you're starting to see some success. 3 notches on a belt is nothing to sneeze at. Neither is 17 pounds lost, but we're not talking about the scale today. And isn't it fun to be able to go into your closet and find stuff that you haven't been able to wear in such a long time? It is one of my favorite things. And of course, new cute clothes is my absolute favorite thing. One of my whys at the beginning of this whole weight loss journey was that I wanted to wear cute clothes and not have to shop at the plus size store. So I know exactly how you feel and how awesome it is going to feel when you are able to purchase new cute clothes in those new cute smaller sizes. So congratulations, Angie. I'm so glad you decided to QFA and stick with the plan, which will get you closer to your goals. All right, my friend Gary wrote, I have gone soda free, both regular and diet, for the past 2 months. Awesome. Terrific. Gary, that is so hard. I have still not been able to give up my Diet Pepsi completely. Every once in a while, I just have to have some of the DP. I don't do it all the time, certainly not every day or every week, but I have not been able to eliminate it completely. So good for you, Gary. That is definitely a victory. I need to QFA when it comes to Diet Pepsi. And then Tasasha wrote, I am now able to do some impossible yoga poses. Well, that is awesome. It is amazing what your body can do, isn't it? Yoga is so good for you. I love, love, love yoga. So congratulations to you, Tasasha, on your practice. And I hope you get to put yourself into even more impossible poses as your body gets stronger and more flexible. Good for you. All right, everyone, here is your homework for the week. Try to take the focus away from the scale, especially if it's not your friend right now, and focus on the non-scale victories. Focus on the little things that give you those little bursts of joy and satisfaction and motivate you to stay on program and keep working towards achieving your goals. What are some of your non-scale victories? Send me an email and let me know how you're celebrating when you're not able to celebrate on the scale. Send me an email. The address is wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. That's wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. Okay, oh, that has got to be it for tonight because I am starting to not feel real well again. My head is killing me and my throat is super sore. Thanks for sticking with me as I croaked my way and sniffed my way through the show. Oh, sorry about all the whining too. Well, the fact that I made it through the show without passing out is the greatest non-scale victory of all. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews will help more people find me, and then they'll start getting the same motivation and inspiration that you're getting. If you know somebody who needs to QFA, send them my way, and we'll get them straightened out. You can also find my show on Stitcher, Google Play, and now on TuneIn. Subscribe and please share the show with your friends so we all can QFA. You can also find me on Facebook. Search for the When Delicious at Goal Facebook page and find the When Delicious at Goal Facebook group. It's a closed group, which is a better way to share posts and comments privately. I've added the link to both the page and the show into the show notes, so click on over and join up. I'm also on Instagram. I post photos of food I've made and photos of my adorable doggies. And if you happen to find me on Twitter, I cannot be held responsible for the things you find there. Proceed at your own risk. I'll post all of my profile links in the show notes, except Twitter. You're going to have to do a little searching if you want to find me on Twitter. Good luck. Don't forget to drop me a line and tell me how you're doing and how you're celebrating and all about your non-scale victories. WhenDeliciousRadio@gmail.com. You can also find the email address right on my website, which is WhenDelicious.com. I really do want to hear from you. Well, have a great week. I'm hopefully going to get some rest tonight and take some more vitamin C, and hopefully going to wake up feeling good tomorrow. So you have a great week and meet me back here next Monday. QFA, and let's do this.